Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Congress has voted to tighten sanctions against Iran and Hezbollah. And also, we're going to be talking about a proposed bill that would stop boycotts against Israel. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, the U.S. House of Representatives passed, and previously the Senate also passed, these two laws, one dealing with Iran, the other dealing with the terrorist group Hezbollah. And this ultimately says that the U.S. will sanction both Iran and the terrorist organization because of their engaging in terror-related activities. It will impose sanctions against the Iranian government, the agencies involved in ballistic missile development, foreign entities that supply material for or otherwise facilitate or finance such efforts, foreign persons or foreign government agencies that import, export, or re-export prohibited arms or related material to or from Iran, and foreign persons or entities that transfer goods or technologies contributing to Iran's ability to acquire or develop ballistic missiles, including launch technology, and destabilizing numbers and types of advanced conventional weapons. So that is the sanctions portion, Matt, against Iran. They also have one that will target the terrorist group Hezbollah. That group and its affiliates are also going to be targeted. Foreign governments that provide aid or support, those will be targeted for sanctions as well.
Iran and Hezbollah, but Iran is clearly and definitively the number one state sponsor of anti-Israel terrorism and anti-American Islamic terrorism. And boy, what a difference a new presidential administration makes. You know, President Obama making this horrific, really, frankly, I'm sorry, but a treasonous deal with Iran, sending billions of dollars on pallets and in the cover of night on an airplane, I mean, cash money to try to keep it quiet. And now, finally, President Trump has revoked the Iran deal, effectively, and now Congress taking affirmative steps here to sanction Iran, to hold Iran accountable for its terrorist activities. This is great news.
Yeah, these are just two great, smart decisions that Congress has made. You know, as you said, Matt, I mean, Iran is definitely a threat to us, as well as Israel and the other Middle East, and Hezbollah is heavily involved in organized crime, such as drug trade, and hundreds of Americans have died at their hands because of what they're doing. So this is a new day, as I like to say, with a new administration to help protect America and Israel.
Yeah, this other bill will target the terrorist group Hezbollah. It's a recognized terrorist organization. It's based in Lebanon, and it's going to target not only that organization, but its affiliates and foreign governments, individuals, and companies that support the terrorist organization. Hezbollah not only has engaged in radical terror, but also supports itself through drug trade, trafficking of exotic animals, and black market sales of precious metals and gems to finance its terror activities, and fighting in support of the Assad regime in Syria. Of course, it's being backed by Iran, so these are the twin brothers, if you will. Iran supports Hezbollah, and Hezbollah obviously has its eye on Israel because Lebanon is right over the northern border of Israel, and Lebanon has been stockpiling weapons since the 2006 Lebanese war. They've been stockpiling weapons over there, and these are under the control of this terrorist organization over there. So these are great bills finally coming out of Congress that will actually do something. Another bill that is being considered is an Israel Anti-Boycott Act. It was introduced by the House and Senate, and it's designed to protect U.S. businesses and individuals from being pressured into an economic boycott of Israel or other friendly nations by international government organizations. The bill would extend the Export Administration Act of 1979 law to international organizations such as the United Nations or even the European Union, that might parallel the Arab League's original blacklist of companies doing business with Israel. So the Arab League actually created a blacklist of companies that do business with Israel, and that blacklist is designed to ultimately make sanctions against any company that will not boycott Israel. So now this proposed law, and of course it hasn't passed yet, so we'll keep monitoring it as it moves through the system. This proposed law would push back and put the weight of the United States on the other side of the scale, on the side of Israel, and standing with these companies that would otherwise be pressured to boycott Israel.
Yeah, and of course, the usual suspects are coming out in opposition to this, the ACLU and other really anti-Semitic organizations. They're saying this is a violation of the First Amendment, but this has nothing to do with the First Amendment. It's not prohibiting individuals from criticizing Israel or even companies from criticizing Israel. It has a very much, as you point out, Matt, doesn't it, a direct effect on U.S.-Israel relations and business done with Israel.
Yeah, in fact, I mean, here's the United Nations Human Rights Council, which is certainly not appropriately named. It published and has been intending to publish for some time a blacklist of firms operating in or who have done business or have business relationships in the so-called West Bank, which is the biblical Judea Samaria, which is also part of Jerusalem. This database that the UN Human Rights Council has would ultimately put pressure on any company, any organization, to withdraw from these particular areas of Israel. And they have sent, the UN Human Rights Commission has sent warning letters to 150 firms, including 30 U.S. firms, which do business in Israel or the territories, asking them to confirm the details of the commerce activities that they carry on there. So what they're ultimately wanting to do is force these companies out of these areas. And if they're not going to be forced out, then they're going to ultimately try to impose sanctions. Let me give you an example. Ariel University. Ariel University has about 20,000 students. So it's a large university. It ultimately is in Ariel, which some people might consider the West Bank. It's in the biblical Judea Samaria area. It's a large university. It has attending Christians, Jews, and Arab Muslims. In Ariel, there is a down pillow factory. It is owned by a Jewish person. Working right beside each other are Arab Muslims and Jews there working in this factory. In fact, we featured it in part on our Why Israel Matters series. Now, what that would mean is anybody who does business with that would be forced to boycott it, absent this proposed law that's going through our own Congress. If the UN had its way, if the Arab Leagues had its way, you would have to boycott that. You would have international pressure on these companies to withdraw. Now, who would that hurt? There are Arab Muslims who have worked side by side, who live side by side with these Jews for years. They're like family to one another. They're not the radical terrorist people. They want to coexist with one another. So who's it going to hurt? It's going to destroy those kinds of businesses. But beyond that, Israel has both a biblical and a legal right to the land. If you go back to 95 years ago, with the League of Nations with England and France, who ultimately were the ones that controlled that whole area after conquest, they entered a mandate. And in that mandate gives that land to the Jewish people, the land of Israel. So there is no dispute. Biblically, thousands of years of history with the Jews connected to that land, the land known as Israel, and legally, 95 years ago, with the League of Nations coming together, collectively saying, this land will be a land we're going to set aside for the Jewish people. That land is Israel. Go to Liberty Counsel's website. We have a number of ministries that are relevant to Israel and promote Israel, Christians in Defense of Israel. You can go to CIDIsrael.org, CIDIsrael.org, and Covenant Journey. This is a program that takes Christian college-age students who have leadership potential to Israel for a life-changing experience. The website there is CovenantJourney.org. For more information about Israel and how you can be involved, go to Liberty Council's website, LC.org. Remember to pray for and support the Liberty Council Ministries, LC.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council and make a difference in your community and across the nation. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Council. The website again, lc.org.